Well, hello.
Hello.
Hi, Matt.
Hello, Jan.
Here we are.
Good evening and welcome to Live from Ordinary Miracles.
Matt?
Yes.
What is Ordinary Miracles?
Ordinary Miracles is a hybrid little concept that has a storefront. My wife, Treya Palmer, is a wonderful naturopath, so she's the heart and soul of the store. She has a little office in the back. And we sell very high-quality health supplements that you cannot get in regular health food stores. And we're still figuring out the retail. We do carry something called healthy chocolate. It really is healthy.
And it makes it worth coming to, right?
And the other thing is that on some Sundays, a couple Sundays a month, we have live music. We have either traveling performers from other parts of the country and the world, and we also have local singer-songwriters who come in and do songwriters in the rounds, and we sell their music here. So it's a place of music and health, which kind of fits because I'm also part of the Harmony Festival tribe.
You know, speaking of all around the world, Matt, this is our very first program.
We're only 15 seconds into it.
How are we doing? No, but what I understand, people in India, in Pakistan, in France, and Italy could be listening to us. Shouldn't we tell them where we're sitting? Where on the planet Earth? Give them a grid marker.
I think there's a guy in Kuala Lumpur I owe money to.
Uh-oh. We're in Cotati, California here in Sonoma County, beautiful Northern California. And again, welcome to Live from Ordinary Miracles. This is Jan Sircone.
And this is Matt Kramer.
Mm-hmm. Making our debut program. We're hoping that the chemistry keeps flowing here, right?
Well, we're also trying to synthesize in a few words, you know, why we're doing this. And Jan and I are both in the field of alternative health care in a very specific niche that involves healing using sound in different ways. I have a background in the music business for several decades, and I hope to have a lot of my musical friends here as guests. What are some of your hopes, Jan?
My intention, in fact, Matt and I were just talking about this, why would we want to pay and set aside this time Wednesday night to do a radio show? I feel guided and directed. I have been a nurse. I've moved into sound healing. I work specifically with the voice. I work with the voice bio, and Matt works with voice mapping. And all the people I meet, so many of us are finding that we want to be healed and that the regular medical paradigm is just not offering us what we need. So if we have this program, we can talk about what we do. We could have our colleagues and friends come. We could have the larger community as a music practitioner. I teach at the Psychoacoustics Institute in San Francisco, voice from a psychoacoustics perspective. So I'm involved with the greater community. We just had a World Sound Healing Conference in San Francisco. And all the amazing technology breakthroughs and the practitioners. And I just feel if there were more informational networking and bases, and that's my goal, is to bring some of those leaders in, bring also the spiritual aspect. I believe that people are hungry and searching for healing, and I think sound is the most profound modality. Through my work every day, I am just in awe of all the different ways that I can and my colleagues are bringing sound in. And that's our topic actually for tonight, right?
Sound.
Sound through the voice. Mm-hmm. My website is musicforjoyandhealing.com, so you can learn more about what I do. And we just, thanks to Don here at BBS, we were able to get some information up on the Internet as well today. We decided just to interview each other tonight, let you know what our work is, the scope, get to know us a little bit better, and next week we'll be glad to take your call-ins. Hopefully we'll pique some of your curiosity on some of these subjects that we'll be hitting upon.
Also, I think we'd like to know what is interesting to our listeners, what kind of topics or subjects would they like to hear about. And maybe some of them are also in the fields of healing. My general theme is most people are good. Life is to enjoy. And One of the things I say is I'm a story worker, which I realized through a few careers I went through. It's, we all have our own stories to tell. And being able to share those stories, have those stories be heard, in some ways it helps do a completion to how we live our lives. So this is a place where hopefully we can hear a lot of your stories as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess this is a place to maybe give them an email address if they have ideas they want to share.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So my email.
Give me yours. No. Oh, both. Actually, I think the beauty of our program is that with the breadth of our years of experience, you can't see us sitting here, but we do have quite a bit of gray hair, that we are accessible and we've had a lot of life experiences. And so Matt's background is a mediator and mine is a mother of three children and having been a nurse and now working in sound healing, that we look forward to your call-ins and to just explore the discovery of all the different ways that human beings are challenged and are asking for healing. So my email is jcerc1@aol.com. I almost got kicked off AOL last, and my entire family last week sending out my newsletter, but that's all taken care of. So that is good for now.
Repeat that email again.
jcerc1@aol.com. So, just send us. After tonight, you have some ideas, arguments, great. We just would love to, start a dialogue with the world.
And if you need something to read while you're listening to us, my website is mattkramer.com, MattKramer, mattkramer.com. And email from me will be matt@mattkramer.com. And on that website, it's actually a gateway to a lot of things I do. There's one site on mediation, and there's one site on voice mapping. There's a semi-developed photography site, and I have to say, I just got back from Burning Man. I'm barely standing at the moment.
All right. Tell them why you just walked in the door and barely made it here for the phone call.
Well, for the hardcore burners, they'll think I'm a wimp. This is my second year at Burning Man. Last year, I did it in the tent. But as a photographer, it's pretty difficult.
That's a good excuse, Matt.
Keep your cameras clean in the tent. So I rented an RV this year. And the very kind gentleman who rented us the RV had never heard of Burning Man. He didn't know he should have charged his double.
Extra insurance.
But Treya's my wife, worked very hard today, blowing out all the dust. And he actually was satisfied when he got it back. He thought I was in good shape.
Now, from what I understand, it wasn't just you and Treya. There was an additional person in that.
Oh, next-door neighbor Bob.
Yeah. I told him that sounds like a nightmare movie, my wife and I and Bob.
Okay, well, to expand that, Ordinary Miracles is on the property of a co-housing community called Frog Song. So those of you who are interested in co-housing or know about it, Frog Song is on the south end of downtown Cotati. It's 30 families. And co-housing means that we developed and built it ourselves with the help of a development company. And it's intentional community. So imagine living in a neighborhood where everybody knows everybody, get together for dinner several times a week if you want to. And that's a very slim introduction to co-housing.
It's fabulous. It has such a good feel here. Do you actually have group meals available too? Sometimes I look in and I see all the families there with their children. Do you have special? I know you have special events here. But do you also have chances to get together for meals in the evening? How does that work?
Yeah, well, every co-housing community develops its own program, its own system. And ours is Mondays and Tuesdays at 6 o'clock, Thursdays or Fridays at 6:30, and twice a month, sometime on a weekend, at the decision of the chef.
Mm-hmm.
Each person agrees to be on a cooking team once a month, and a cooking team consists of three people. So sometime this next month of September, I'll be in a cook team with three people, and we'll put up a menu. Folks will come by and look at the menu and decide whether or not they want to come to that dinner. And usually we get between 35 and 45 people coming for dinner. And very nominal cost, just a few dollars, just to pay for the cost of food. And it's
an antidote to the isolation trend that I think our society has been in for quite some time.
Co-housing started in Denmark in the 60s for exactly that
mm-hmm.
reason,
mm-hmm.
that there was so much alienation,
mm-hmm.
and people wanted to live in communities where they knew each other.
Yeah, we have senior communities here. We have just where people really don't have that networking communication they need. Actually, I live on 6 acres up northern Santa Rosa, and I have a home and a barn, and my vision and my goal is to change that over to a center, a healing center. And that's just something I've been planting seeds for quite some time. And actually this Saturday, I'll be talking later in the announcements, we're going to have our first official gathering, the Sacred Well, we're calling it. And we're bringing together people who want to work with the Sacred Divine Feminine initiatives, where masculine and feminine meet at the well at one, as one. So we'll talk more about that later. Now, we wanted to put out a little contest. This is Matt's idea. Matt, we realized that we've created a little structure for our program. Of course, it's going to morph. And I said, Matt, do you have any good jokes? Well, the answer for both of us was sadly,
well,
no.
I do have jokes, but I have to dredge them up at the right time, and they have to be, I guess, at least not too R-rated.
Maybe it's my problem. I'm jokeless, and I cannot remember jokes. So we are going to formulate the first Live from Ordinary Miracles joke contest. You have the email, and we would love to get some fabulous jokes there. We'll mention your name, and the award will be, you drive to Cotati, California. Should we give them a voice mapping or a voice bio session? What do you think?
Well, for the two best jokes, one of each.
One of each. That's great. That's great. Okay.
So which means we have to explain what is voice mapping and what is voice bio.
So that's our topic for tonight. So again, tonight's guests are Matt Kramer
and Jan Sircone.
Here we are. Would you like to go first, or what do you think would be the nice flow for us here?
Well, my spiel runs trippingly off the tongue. I'm ready to roll on that.
Go for it. All right, go for it. I tend to interrupt anyway, so I'm a little, I'm an Aries, got a little bit of opposition deep in there. So, yeah, I could jump in easy.
Well, one thing about interrupting is it makes me see red, so.
Well, I have to tell you, Matt is a professional mediator as well. So this could create a little dissonance. This is a sound healing program. You can already feel the dissonance if I get into my interrupting pattern. All right, let's go. Matt, your turn.
Okay. Well, when people ask me what is voice mapping, I generally ask, do you believe there is a connection between muscle and memory? And some people think in terms of, for example, when you're a really experienced guitar player, your fingers have developed a memory that precedes sort of the conscious intent sometimes. I'm talking more about that memory is stored somewhere, somehow. Where do memories come from? And one field of thought is that memory is stored in the fascia. And the fascia is the sheathing around the muscles, and it gathers to connect the muscles to the tendons. Now, if you've ever had deep tissue massage, say as in Rolfing, sometimes a practitioner touches a point and the client suddenly is crying and doesn't know why, or vividly remembers the taste of a peanut butter sandwich they had when they were 6 years old. So I believe that means that a memory-muscle connection has just been massaged and that memory has been released. Now, one of the things that shapes how we evolve is the way we experience stress and trauma throughout our lives. And as children, we grow and we resist, we absorb, and sometimes we forget something that impacted us, and that forgetfulness might be helpful in allowing us to move forward. It was something very painful. But the memory still impacts us. And my visualization is that somewhere below the subconscious, there are thousands of little tape loops running that, in a way, are trying to protect us from going back to that place or that trauma that we experienced. Now, in voice mapping was invented by a man named Calvin Young, and I hope we get him on the show one of these days. And in his process of looking for something to develop, you know, the way he says it in his lectures, he was tired of being an aerospace engineer building bombs for a living, and he heard about sound healing and was studying different ways that sound is used to help people. I know it goes back to pre-Pythagoras times, because Pythagoras went to Egypt to study sound healing about 2,500 years ago. Some of my facts may be off, and if they are, email me and correct me. Any rate, Calvin also heard of the work of Shari Edwards, spelled S-H-R-R-I, Shari Edwards. And Shari has the uncanny ability.
I think it's a Y.
And I think it's an I, but you buck.
There you go. Okay. How about one of those little bars of special chocolate?
Healthy chocolate.
Yeah, from Argentina. It's where you're on.
Right. Shari, with just her ears, can listen to somebody speak and hear missing frequencies. And in her healing work with those people, she will tone those frequencies back to them and get very significant results. And that was intriguing to Calvin. He started studying along those lines, what's going on with the frequencies of the human voice. And then the quick end of the story is he developed his voice mapping process where you talk into a microphone for about 30 seconds and you talk about something specific. And a circular pie chart appears on your computer screen, 12 sections. Each section is a different emotional value, like conditional love, depression, anger, fear, suppressed emotional expression. There's 12 of them. And about half of them, the top most prevalent emotions that come through will be identified in their intensity by a color. Blue is a low emotional intensity, green is medium, yellow is high, and red is extreme. And I work with the yellow and the red, the high and the extreme intensities. Now I'm going to give you two specific experiences. One client came to me once, and in the debriefing, or pre-briefing part of it, mentioned she was always fighting with mom. Whenever they got together, they always get into a fight. And I had her talk about mom for about 30 seconds. You know, mom was born in Ireland, moved to New York, had three kids, moved to California. And that was enough to get a voice map. What I saw in the voice map was that depression and anger came up red, came up extreme. Now the next step, and the voice map process is you're sitting in a chair that has a device attached to it that takes the frequencies that were recorded and also incorporates the missing frequencies and then feeds those back. And that's about a 6-minute time period where they're kind of meditating while those frequencies are doing their work. And I leave the room, give them privacy. And the instruction I gave her was, think about mom and ask yourself, what's the connection with mom, depression, and anger? And she initially starts to go, oh, I know the answer. And then I suggested, it's not what you know, it's what you don't know that you know. Be open to your inner wisdom coming up and giving you some new insights here. So I start the frequency process going, and I leave the room. I come back in 6 minutes. She's crying, and she's happy. She said, I was able to get outside of myself and see what happens when mom and I start to fight. Mom will criticize me. I feel defensive, I feel embarrassed, I'm angry, I'm trying to get her to understand I didn't do it, it's not my fault, but she won't listen. And the cycle just repeats over and over. But this time I could also see what's going on for mom, and I suddenly got it, that mom is depressed and angry about the failures in her life, and that's what she's focusing into these criticisms that she throws at me. Now two things happened for the client specifically. One, immediately, is she realized, it's not my fault. Mm-hmm. It was never my fault.
Mm-hmm.
That was a huge release.
Forgiveness.
Life-changing release. And okay. And she called me a couple weeks later and said, I went to get together with mom. And mom started those sly criticisms, those innuendos. I did not get hooked in. The connection had been cut between her and her memories. The memories are not gone, but they no longer hooked her in. So that was a very, yes.
I have a question for you, Matt. Now, you can do this also on a deceased parent, right?
Yes.
So, for instance, my father, mm-hmm. I could work on those issues, though he's been gone for 23 years.
Most definitely, because the memories are still having their impact upon you,
mm-hmm.
whether the person's alive or not.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you think that the way I related to my father might transfer to the way I interact with my intimate male partners in present time? Is there a connection there?
I think that's Psych 101. And I've had a number of experiences where,
uh-huh.
where more than once I've had a client come out of the 6 minutes and go, I just got it. Everybody I date is my dad. No wonder these relationships fail.
Uh-huh. Yes, I remember Calvin Young at our panel at the World Sound Healing Conference said that each time he went through the catharsis in the program with each female he was dating, he was ready to move on. And he went through how many relationships before he finally met his wife when he was, like, well enough to meet the perfect woman?
He also said that as he went through these releases, his voice would change.
His voice, his own voice.
And that did something
wow.
to the woman he was dating at the time. Like, some of those relationships
uh-huh.
ended because he emerged as actually a different person. He'd shed some skin, in a way.
And it's the interaction of those frequencies that when I discuss the voice bio, we actually attract the person that has the frequencies we're missing. So, in fact, if we are imbalanced in our own frequencies, we stay and attract codependent relationships because it's like a hand in a glove.
That makes sense.
All right. Now, was that interrupting? I raised my hand.
No, you raised your hand. That was perfect.
Okay, I go ahead. Continue.
All right, so the second client. This time it's a woman dealing with father issues. And in her case, she feels controlled by her father. And this is frustrating to her. She just doesn't know how to break out of whenever they get together, even when they're not. He's calling and she's feeling just kind of oppressed. What came up for her in her 6 minutes in the chair was an insight that if she did not allow herself to be controlled by her father, he would have nothing to control. She was actually enabling him to have a sense of power.
Mm.
And that, for her, was a huge insight.
Like a lightning rod, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she was actually, at a subconscious level, serving him in a way that neither of them understood. But there were two more things that came out of this. She didn't tell me in the session that she was struggling with rapid heartbeat issue, been taking medication for over a year.
Mm-hmm.
She called me the next day and said, I woke up this morning and the rapid heartbeat is gone.
The flight or fight, the adrenaline was cut. The circuit was cut.
A few weeks later, she calls and she goes, I just realized I'm not afraid of money anymore.
Interesting interconnection there.
All these different ways in
circuitry.
Which how we are imprinted and impacted by our parents.
Abundance and receive, maybe the receivership.
Well, also in terms of money, very few of us are trained to do anything with money. We're just told don't spend it.
Uh-huh. By who?
By your parents.
By, yeah, usually dad.
Yeah. So that's
fascinating.
Yeah. So there's hundreds of stories I could tell about different ways
uh-huh.
that people just gained insight, gained release, gained some serenity, some balance.
Mm-hmm.
A number of times there are men and women who said, I just realized I always see my mom as though I'm still 6 years old, and now I see her as an adult to adult.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always mom. I mean, sometimes it's a childhood bully. Sometimes, there's some very intense situations, maybe too graphic for this little radio
mm-hmm.
show. But
mm-hmm.
but it is stressful being a human being on this planet.
So do you feel that people going back into that environment, having the voice impressions and the environment of their family, that they will then go back? Or do you feel that what your program is enabling them to hold on to these new changes?
Well, the way Calvin Young states it is you're literally remapping your brain.
Wow.
And, for example, it's been almost 2 years. I mean, voice mapping has only been out about 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that early client with fighting with her mom,
the charge is gone. So
yeah.
you can choose to be around that person and be non-reactive, and they can try to hook into you all they can.
Well, not they won't try, because I'm not a psychologist, but I understand
uh-huh.
the fixed family system, you know, everybody balances to a certain place, as dysfunctional as it might be.
Oh, game's over.
So one person changes their place in the system,
wow.
the whole system shifts.
That must be disconcerting for the person who is surprised by the new frequency field of the healed person. And suddenly they're required new responses, even subconsciously. They're not even aware of what's happening, but they know something is different. They feel more comfortable, I imagine.
I think, because it is a subconscious level, when one person stops participating in a dysfunctional
mm-hmm.
dynamic,
mm-hmm.
then the behavior of the other person falls into a vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
And so to fill the vacuum, their behavior shifts. and often it's subconscious.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, for example, with the first mom and daughter, you know, since daughter does not react to the criticism, then because the criticism no longer works, then that passes for mom and they move on to something else, which fortunately has been a healthier, more relaxed dialogue.
Hopefully the entire matrix can shift then, right? Because each person is part of the dynamic of that family.
There's a writer named Peter Kramer, and he wrote a book called Should You Leave? Because as a psychologist, people come to him and say, should I get out of this relationship or not? And he developed a very thorough way of really looking at that question. But it was a segment in the book where he talked about a colleague of his who went home for Thanksgiving and decided to change his behavior in the family system. And because he did it in such a subtle way, and what got revealed was that the kindly aunt turned out to be the controlling controller. And because he slipped out of that system, everything turned into chaos. Since he knew what he was doing as a therapist and psychologist, he was able to use that opportunity to talk to his family members and created a very wonderful healing, as I understand.
Perceptive. And it's interesting, the key word for there for me was the kindly aunt. It's often the person who says the proper, the right thing, and their voice is very measured and controlled. But in fact, when you're in the frequency fields of that person, you actually adopt and involuntarily entrain with them, and everyone goes in kind of a untruth, no authenticity of their speaking, because they're picking up on that holding and controlling sort of energy. And so she was holding the field, but no one could pin her on it.
Right.
Because she was socially appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely one in every crowd. And it's the one who, you know, just is a little too perfect sometimes.
Yeah, the identified patient is often not the problem.
Absolutely. Yeah, they're the one who, you know, just has to pick up the pieces. Well, should I talk about the voice bio a little bit? Okay. I want to talk about my program, and actually it is so tied into Matt's program. We recently worked at the Health and Harmony Fair here, and I can look at the wave created through a computerized system of a person's frequencies in their body, and I can see charges, emotional charges in different frequency fields. And I would get some people so tweaked, I could send them from my booth straight over to Matt's, like to, you know, work on those money or mother issues or whatever. So my program's a little bit different than my background, being a nurse and then moving into sound healing and singing. I was searching for a program that I could prove that singing and toning had a beneficial effect on your body. I've seen the immunoglobulin test. People sing, you know, they can fight off disease better, et cetera. But this is a black and white computerized program called the Voice Bio, developed by K. Louis Thompson 13 years ago. And I know you're all sending it to your computer, voicebio.com. There's 1,000 practitioners in the United States. And like most things cutting edge that are coming in and really creating the new paradigm for healing, it was given to her through spirit. Kay was actually a take charge sheriff. And so it's so funny. It comes out in her training. She's just, no-nonsense woman. I just love her. And we hope to have her on our program soon, too. But to make it simple, you speak into a microphone. It's the vibe box, vibrational image, body energy. And have you ever thought, when you speak, where is the coloration, the music in your voice, the vibrations, the frequency, where is it coming from? Are we reflecting cosmic sound? Is it within our body? I believe it's a combination. But we can actually plot the frequencies in your body and give them labels. We can actually give it a label within the chromatic piano scale, the regular scale. So the vibrational frequencies we put according to your birthday. So your C note might start 126 point hertz. In other words, we can actually do it scientifically. So you answer three different questions, and the questions are created so that your thoughts create your energy field. So we ask three different types of questions, one related to stress, one's a basic non-emotional question, and one about your future. Then we do a composite. We can see, as you go throughout your day, are you balanced or imbalanced in your energy field? And what we get is a black and white, we get a grid. So every single inflection in your voice puts a little frequency point on there. That's all added up, and it goes into a pretty dramatic black and white wave. For instance, the note of C, which starts on the left of the scale, if that were low, you would have a low thyroid. Way over on the right, if you're low in the field of the B note, most likely your colon doesn't have enough energy. So I have this fabulous chart here. I mean, this is unbelievable. Doctors are using this for differential diagnosis because there's combinations of notes. When I see people, I can tell if they've been having too many carbs leading into a diabetic situation. Their F note would be very high. If they have a F and F sharp note that's high, depression, grouchy, argumentative, I can see Alzheimer tendencies. Now, don't get me wrong. This is not a definitive diagnosis. I use this so that people can see that the energy choices that they're making in their body, their food, their emotions, and the sounds around them are having a cumulative effect on their health. And this is, again, a very profound, dramatic way of looking at it. Then there are combinations of things, and this is where it really became powerful for me, particularly working with women and the huge number of women that are coming down with cancer for many, many, many reasons. I believe one of the key reasons is that they're not able to totally and fully speak their truth from their throat. And the pattern I'm seeing with that, the pre-cancer disposition pattern, is no C note, no B note, and a high E note. So what's this all for? What's the point? Well, here it is. If you tone the note you're low in, you can reestablish that balance. And I can assist this person to key in and find the imbalances in their body. And when they come back, they can actually have lifted themselves into a healthier state. It's not just the organs that are involved with this. There's also emotional ramifications. In other words, what I found working at the psychoacoustics is that, and with Kay, Louise Thompson through the Voice Bio, that everything in nature has a specific vibration. And you can actually make a tuning fork for different emotions, surrender, resistance, etc. So if I have a person who is hitting the high note, say in the C department, many times that's a woman who's giving her power away, would tend to be in a codependent relationship. So they're finding that women that are in codependent relationships do not have enough energy on each side of their wave. And that, in fact, if they do the toning, they're able to have the inner resources and inner strength to then step away. Again, it's similar to your work. They're changing their frequency field, and they no longer need the stability of a man who has the opposite wave. This is the fun part. You are attracted to a person who has the opposite wave. Some waves go up, some go down. So, again, it's that whole thing of, like, personal resonance, which brings me to an interesting question. I haven't taken a look at your wave, Mr. Matt. Be interesting to see and compared it to mine, to see how just sitting here, you know, how we're resonating and gelling.
Next week you pick up your equipment.
We'll take a look at that, yeah, and see if you've been actually toning your notes. Actually, the day I did it on Matt, he was so sleepy, he fell asleep. That's his claim to fame, the first Voice Bio client. So I wanted to also say, along with the relationship aspect of the frequency field, that some of these little couples, these aged couples that live together for so many years, even though he has very high blood pressure, high A-sharp, that little darling sitting next to him on the couch is soaking up his A-sharp. So even though he has high blood pressure, their being together maintains the healthy field. It's hard to describe. This is, the voice bio even shows your natural energy field if you are on medication. It's a very, very fascinating program. So that's why people are always puzzled by when a little aged gentleman dies, that his lady friend dies a few months later, because she's no longer absorbing. My own romantic partner actually soaks up my FNF sharp when I get very anxious. His is low, and so our voices tend to smooth each other, and we're the whole piano playing. In other words, we're the whole scale playing. We make our own symphony, and no notes are sticking out and are jagged. So it's very fascinating. So we'll keep on this topic here, and I want to say a few more things about how you can keep your own voice bio tuned up. You can find a practitioner in your area. Go to voicebio.com, and you can work with Kay. But I found the people that have the healthiest voice bios have a diet that is 80% raw, 20% cooked, eat really, really healthy food. They deal with their emotions. They also use sound. Now, since this is a focus on sound healing, I want to tell all the people out there who use a crystal bowl, if you're only using one crystal bowl, you're unnaturally driving up one entire system in your body, and the tritone relationship, another whole related organ system, is being drained and suffering. Just like you wouldn't eat spinach all day, you need all the nutrients of all the sounds. So if you are using a particular crystal bowl, you should use the tritone relationship bowl to balance that out. And if you have a question about that, you can email me. In other words, if you need the note of C to tone the note of C, F sharp is the opposite of that. And again, I'll talk about that more later. It's a little bit tricky because you have to have enough F sharp to give the C so you're not draining your sympathetic nervous system. And other programs we'll be talking about this even further. So tuning forks are a way to get all those nutrients into your body. The healthiest people I see, again, are using sound, and all across the board, all the nutrients, all the notes. Matt, yes.
Well, how many minutes or hours a day should somebody be toning?
When we first discover a very low note, it means that's not present in your body. It's hard for you to even tone that note.
And by low note, you mean you look on
the graph.
Visual graph, you see there's not very much showing.
You are low in that vibration. Say you're low in the C vibration. Once you bring that in, you're stirring up that field. Now, you'd have a healing crisis if you toned for, say, 45 straight minutes. And at 45 minutes is when your brain actually clicks in and registers and gets that circuit connected there. So 5 to 10 minutes a day. Most women are low in C and tend to have too much thinking and anxiety. So the C note is pretty safe to tone. And when I say tone, you pretty much just can plunk a piano note. There's CDs through the Ear Food program. There's tuning forks. You can get those on, let's see, universalsong.net. Universalsong.net. You can call Randy and get some good tuning forks. But getting those sounds into you 5 to 10 minutes a day at first, and then you continue and build on that. And it's just like anything. After a while, you will be, I actually took a 45-minute drive one day out of tuning fork and overdid it. I was actually then next to a lawnmower that was the same D note, and I just about went into convulsion. Way too much. You know when you've eaten enough chocolate, if that's possible. You get to a saturation point. So you have to really trust your body, and your body knows. Speaking of which, the voice bio does tell you what you will not tell yourself consciously. For instance, your body doesn't lie. Okay, for instance, you're not sure if you should break up with your girlfriend. You pick up the microphone and you talk through a day with Mary. I'm with her, we're doing this and this and this. Go take a walk, come back, talk about Mary isn't in my life, I'm on my own. You have a vitality line in this program. C if just thinking about the two options, which one has the higher energy, and your body will tell you if Mary feeds your energy or drains you. I can also see if people are excited about their future or anxious because the energy drops. Some people think about something that stresses them, drives their energy up. Things that would drive other people's energy down. So it's all in our voice. So what Matt and I are saying is that our voice is not only a diagnostic tool, but it is a healing modality. It's one of the most profound healing modalities, I believe.
I remember you told me to tone a G. I forget. So why would I want to tone G for me?
Not remembering your exact situation, G is related to your liver, and perhaps you had tired your liver. And the way it works is there's certain major systems, unless there's a specific thing like a tooth infection, that would drive up the E note.
Well, being totally revealing here, I have adult onset diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
Would be related
mm-hmm.
to that.
Mm-hmm. Well, everything's related to diabetes. And when we look at diabetes, it's usually the F that's high. But after a while, all the organs are impacted, and the liver is the major filtration, and it takes up the slack when people have been out of balance. So when the liver gets tired, it really needs very gentle care, very gentle cleansing. It gets boggy. First, it gets engorged. In fact, there's a pattern. People's thyroid gets exhausted first, their C-note goes down. Then their adrenals, which are the backup, on. Inflamed, then exhaustion. Then the poor liver has to take over, then you have a boggy liver. So when people have liver problems, it's a continuum. And you can reverse it, and you can reverse it by singing and toning. That, to me, is the miracle of our voice. And anyway, that's what my book is about. I wrote a book, and that's part of doing this whole radio program, is that I'm really on a mission here to help people understand. My book that is being presented to publishers now is called Your Turn to Sing, Find Your Voice, Find Your Life. So, speaking of which, we just heard at the opening of our show, I should give a little idea and some credit here, that was As Above, So Below. It's a CD that can be found on CD Baby, and that featured Eric Bakes playing the guitar, and Randy Masters did ancient tunings on that. It's called Seven Sisters, the diatonic cycle of fourths, and that in itself is sound healing, and I did the vocals on that. So, As Above, So Below, that's our idea on that. Matt? We said that we were going to set our structure here today and always share with each other. I'll take a little break from our voice bio and voice mapping. Tell me, what was the best thing that happened to you today and the worst? We'll let our visitors digest some of what we just said while we go there. What was the best thing that happened to you today and the worst? Then we'll go into our ending.
Well, since I'm really miserable at housekeeping, the worst thing was cleaning a whole lot of playa dust from Burning Man out of a 26-foot RV. that was about 4 hours of scrubbing and vinegar and Windex and things like that. But the best thing was taking the RV back to the gentleman, and he was happy with it.
Great.
So, and I just remembered a joke.
Oh, okay. All right. Here you go. You win tonight.
All right. Well, I have to say, this joke I learned from a wonderful folk singer named Rosalie Sorrells,
mm-hmm.
and she may be on the show someday. I used to be in the music business, and lots of great musicians played nightclubs that I've owned and shows I've put together, and I've known Rosalie for maybe 30 years, and she's still out there performing, and she's 72 or 73 now, but it was about 20 years ago she told this joke, and she said, "I've been studying becoming a little old lady." Here's one of my little old lady jokes.
Mm.
And this joke may touch the sort of envelope in terms of, we would like tasteful jokes, folks. You know, nothing degrading or demeaning or filthy.
Mm-hmm.
But,
or sexist.
But they can be a little R, yeah. Although, anyway. So a gentleman wanders into a bar, and comes across the most beautiful woman he's ever seen in his life. And he's just so blown away that he loses all sense of cool. Walks up to her and says, "What'll it take?" She goes, "Well, it's not too difficult. All I need is a 7-bladed, gold-plated, pearl-handled Boy Scout knife. You give me one of those, young man, we're going to do just fine."
That's cheap.
He kind of looks at her and a minute walks out, pulls out his BlackBerry and starts calling everybody he knows, and eventually gets his hands on a 7-bladed, gold-plated, pearl-handled Boy Scout knife. Walks back to the bar. She's still there. She takes the knife, drops it in her purse, says, "Follow me." So he's following her car and his car, and they drive to a very nice neighborhood. She's got a rather palatial-looking home, and walks in with her. She opens the door, and there on the floor behind the door is a box full of gold-plated, 7-bladed, pearl-handled Boy Scout knives. She tosses his knife into the box, and off they go for a wonderful evening of passion. Next morning, she's fixing him breakfast, and he says, "I just don't get it. You're exquisitely beautiful. You're very intelligent. I'm looking around. You're obviously a woman of means. Why did you bring me home for just a 7-bladed, gold-plated, pearl-handled Boy Scout knife?" And she goes, "Well, you're right. I am young, rich, beautiful, and smart. I've got everything I want today. But one of these days, when I'm kind of old, gray, and wrinkled, do you know what a Boy Scout would do for a gold-plated, 7-bladed, pearl-handled Boy Scout knife?"
Okay, Matt, great.
Thank you, Rosalie Sorrell.
Yeah, that is
folks,
great.
Folks, can you top that one?
Thank you. Yeah, on a scale of 1 to 10, let's have you call in and give that a number.
we
should talk about our upcoming guests here. We're just about ready to get to our finishing.
You mean an hour's gone by already?
Absolutely. I'll turn around. There's the clock, 9:48. Our upcoming guests, again, we're going to have a lot of people in the sound healing field, people who've created our programs. Right here in town, we'll be having Susan Ingalls on September 26th. She does a brain gym-type computerized program to help people remap their brain, get over problems. It's a extraordinary biofeedback program. We have a friend up in Gardnerville, Nevada, Journey Harrison, an amazing, I call her the High Priestess, sound healer. Very connected to all the realms. Journey Harrison will welcome her. Katie Ketchum will be here on November 14th. Journey will be here October 10th. Katie Ketchum on November 14th. And she is the diva who has channeled and created a one-woman rap show on Mary Magdalene. Yeah, two rave reviews. San Francisco has a program coming up, a long run coming up in Sacramento here. Any announcements you'd like to make? Matt, I have a couple.
Well, for those who are in the San Francisco Bay Area, if you like live music and intimate music in a non-commercial environment, we call it Songs of Sonoma. There's a wonderful singer-performer named Teresa Taduri, and she'll be a guest on the show one of these days. And she and I started a series at the beginning of this year that is 3 o'clock whenever we get good music on Sundays. This coming a week from this Sunday, September 16th, Dayan Kai, it's D-A-Y-A-N, last name K-A-I. Dayan Kai is one of those brilliant multi-instrumentalists. And if you know the music of Keith Greninger, or there was a group called City Folk out of Santa Cruz, Dayan Kai was that blind kid with long blonde hair who's just a magnificent musician. So he'll be here, 3 o'clock performance on the 16th of September. And on the 30th of September, Terry and Jerry Holder with Tom Begich. These are some great musicians out of Alaska. And Trace and I actually started this idea at something called the Far West Folk Alliance. And now those of you that are used to going to nightclubs and two-drink minimums and lots of sort of noise and chaos, the alternative to that is called the house concert. And that's what I'm talking about when I talk about this music. So we have a house concert. Yes, Dan? Occasional Sundays at Ordinary Miracles. And so those are my two immediate announcements, and Jan's got more to share here.
Great. The Sacred Well that I spoke about before, we're gathering here in Sonoma County. I know all across the world many of you are experiencing waves of new energy, pressure in your head, and visions, and frequencies for the higher ascension, and that we'll be talking a lot about that in upcoming programs. Much of it is related to the Mary Magdalene mysteries and the Yeshua. So we are going to be starting a gathering place to begin to discuss and re-meet each other and pull back some of the veils that we can see what discussion and work and information we can share. So September 8th at my home and my property down at the Vortex, we'll be meeting there. And you can email me if you're close by and like to come. We would like to end the program always with some sound and maybe a little bit of breathing. And Matt, unless you have anything else to say, shall we move into that?
This is our first show. I've had a great time.
Me too.
And it's going to get better from here.
It's just going to blossom. Right. Well, I have a little Tibetan bowl here. And since it is our first show, we're just going to see how it carries. And I thought that we could just do a little invoking for personal peace in the hearts of every single person that is listening to us tonight. And Matt and I both mean that from the bottom of our hearts. So first we'll do a little bit of sound, and I'll do a little bit of toning, and then Seth, our wonderful engineer at BBS Radio, will lead us into the final cut on As Above, So Below, and the title of that is Taua, which is the entirety of all. So, you might want to take a deep breath in through your nose and let a breath out through your mouth. We can let the energies of the divine higher realms come down and flow into our body, paying particular attention to our heart, right down through the bottom of our feet, down into the core of the earth, to the divine golden energy that's available to every human being. From deep in the core of Mother Gaia, Earth, the earth color energy, whatever that feels to you, bring that up through your feet, up through your body, paying special attention to where the divine and earth energy, the masculine from above and the earth from below, have that alchemical meeting and joining right at your heart for expansion, a multi-petaled flower. Let that energy move up on through your neck, up through and out the top of your head. Picture that you are held in the light, a channel of light, as we do our closing toning. Let your life be full of ordinary miracles. Till next week.
Good night, Jan.
Good night, Matt.